This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Kyrin, or the Kyrin.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I hate this thing. And it looks like the horse from a merry-go-round.
It absolutely does. It's got some real merry-go-round legs. Maybe this is their version of a very mild stunt.
And look at his little, like, the corner of his mouth. Like, look at the shit-eating grin on this Kyrin. Like, oh, I hate everything about this.
He's got a chin strap is what he's got.
Yeah. 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 You don't want to be a smug, lawful, good, like, celestial creature when you've got your rocking an Abe Lincoln.
Yeah. Yeah. No. When you're rocking a manpon across your jowls. Yeah. No, that's no good. Also, look at his shoulders, Gary. I'm going to direct your eyes just a little bit downwards. Did he put flame decals on his body?
This thing, there's nothing good about this guy. he's extremely bad.
His horn is pointing in the wrong direction.
It's just to show where he's been. Like, so these things, I think, are a mythological creature of the East.
They are, yes.
Yes.
I looked it up as well.
And I think that, like, the idea of this kind of, like, lawful good wish-granting thing that flies around the sky to operate as a deus ex machina for DMs,
right,
is shitty.
Right. And we also, we're not at a law, we're not lacking sky horses.
No, like, we're so full up on Skyhorse. Like, we're like two-thirds of the way through this book, maybe a little, 60% through this book, and we have so many sky mounts. Like, we got 5,000 free sky mounts when we signed up for the Southwest visa. Like, we don't need any more.
Yeah, but like these are basically demigods is what's happening here.
Yeah.
And again, like, we have the Quaddle problem, where obviously a Kyrin wrote this entry. So
yeah,
the Kyrin's coast covered luminous golden scales like a sunrise on a clear morning.
Yeah, they have a melodious voice. And they just kind of wander around looking for people to do good deeds for.
Yeah.
And living in elaborate, like, mansions they made up on top of mountains, we get the express, like, idea that they're doing this to kind of show off.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and it's very much like, even though they do not covet mortal goods, they will, have nice things for themselves.
Yeah, because of course they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do not like a Monster Manual entry that thinks it's better than me, Cole.
You piece of shit.
Yeah. I don't know who this guy thinks he is, but, like, just this expression, like, it's looking right at the reader. Like, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? You know, like,
saddle up. No, you can't afford it.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah.
You know, if you don't appreciate me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Like, these things are just like doing kind of like diva Facebook posts.
Kyrin believe in self-improvement, though, and do not casually come to a humanoid's aid except in the most dire of circumstances. This guy is like, I knew this by looking at his face. He says, hey, sometimes the best way to help somebody is to let them fail.
Yeah, some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. I'm God.
Hi, I'm God.
And some of my greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. I'm just imagining myself, like, I fall down at the bottom of the hill and I break my leg. Mm-hmm. And this thing is just hovering above me with this expression on its face, trying to decide whether I would build enough character clawing up the hill by myself, or whether it would call 911 for me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, it could be like, well, it'll be a learning experience. Perhaps you should walk more carefully.
Yeah. And then he drops.
Take your melodious voice and suck my fucking dick.
he drops a rusty dagger, and then as he flies away, he leaves a trail behind him that says 127 hours.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that. It's Magic Man from Adventure Time.
Eat it.
Yeah, eat it. Like, not until you recognize what a jerk I am. You know, that's what these things are.
Yeah.
The only good thing about them is that you can skin them and sell their skin.
But that marks you. Like, it basically gets the entire Justice League of magnificent beasts to come after you.
It's like, you thought a Kodal would, was your thought Kyrin is bad, but until you meet Kodal and the fucking, like, storm giant.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, well, wait till you meet the Kowatl that was actually this guy's ex-lover.
Like, oh, man.
Now I'm never gonna get closure.
These guys in, like, a sitcom, the Kodal and Kyrin, like, magic power hour of these guys just being, you know, you didn't even meet people like that where they're too amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, oh, these people are just, like, too beautiful and good to be, and I can't handle it. Like, it's not their fault. Like, I mean, this is their fault. These piece, things, monster piece of shit. But yeah. In real life, where it's like, I can't be around this.
Yeah, it's not the best instinct that I have. I'm not proud of it.
I'm not either. I just think it's a human thing. I think right. You know, yeah. At least semi-relatable, where you're just like, this is too good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we move on, this guy has one particularly salient ability, something that we have expressed affection for in the past. He can create food at will, and that is the primary way that it sustains itself, which makes absolutely no fucking sense.
No.
Hey, Kyrin, we actually obey the laws of thermodynamics. I don't care if you can summon a kiddie pool full of horchata at will. You're going to pay for it like everybody else.
Well, you know, and the way he would do it, too, is it like, you know, he summons you like a peanut buster parfait, but he puts it like the top shelf or puts it on like your roof. So you have to use a rake to get it down, you know, just like you have to, you know, this is a, like I've summoned you a Zagnut, but it's inside this lawnmower that may start at any moment.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.